Hi, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Erica Mills. This week, we're going to look at the word balance. Balance. I've been thinking about this word a lot. Maybe you do too. I think about it because it comes up all the time in the context of work-life balance. I have to be honest, this is such a lovely idea, and yet I am hard-pressed to find anyone who feels like they have achieved it. And let me go on record as saying I am so lucky. I'm surrounded by amazing people who lead their lives with great intentionality. And yet, I am yet to find anybody who will say that they feel like things are in balance for any prolonged period of time. You know, like if we get through the end of the day and things seem like they were pretty much in balance, you know, you kept all the balls in the air, we're high-fiving each other. So it's sort of this like stressor, like we're supposed to be able to achieve work-life balance, yet what does that mean? So I've been thinking about this more and more as life feels like it gets more and more hectic. Let's go to the dictionary, shall we? Let's make sure we understand what this word means. What is interesting is that balance can be both a noun and a verb, not uncommon for a word to be able to wear multiple hats. However, with balance, what's interesting is that when you look at it as a noun, it's quite aspirational. When you look at it as a verb, it sets a lower bar. Here's what I mean. So one of the definitions of balance is a condition in which different elements are equal or in the correct proportions. Isn't that what we're going for? That feeling of like, yes, all these elements in my life are in equal and correct proportion. That's fantastic. As a verb, interestingly, the definitions are keep or put something in a steady position so it does not fall. That is not setting a very high bar. Just like, yeah, just right back to that whole, I have a whole bunch of balls in the air. I hope they don't fall down. But and the second one is the one that I really want to draw our attention to, which is offset or compare the value of one thing with another. This is telling because it implies that there is a zero-sum game to this idea of balance in our lives. And I think that even in the dichotomy of that idea of work-life balance, that's where we get hung up to a certain extent because it implies that work and life are equal, right? And really life, well, work is part of life, and life is a much messier bucket than work. Not to say that there aren't other things going on in that work bucket, but if you think about the life bucket, you have family and friends and kids and exercise and health and travel and all of these other things, right? So if you approach it from this idea of it's a zero-sum game, that's very stressful. So I like this idea of balance in its noun form, and yet it definitely needs a qualifier, right? We have to get more practical about this whole thing. So I went on the quest for a qualifier. That means an adjective, right? Because we need to qualify or define a noun. And I landed on this idea, this word sustainable. Now, truth be told, I don't love the word sustainable or sustainability or any of its derivations for a variety of reasons. We'll allocate a whole other Language Lab podcast to that over another week, mainly that they're overused and jargony. But in this context, I feel like it could be helpful for us, right? Because the definition is able to be maintained at a certain level or rate. And the idea that you could do that over time. So for me, that was helpful qualifier for this idea of balance, which is, it's not just balance in a 24-hour period. That's exhausting. That's like a little hamster in its hamster wheel. But sustainable balance, right? If we define for ourselves what rate and what level we could sustain balance over time, that might help us to finally achieve, one, define what balance means for us and therefore achieve it. This week, I am going to be on a quest for sustainable balance, defining those words, giving them meaning in my life. I would love to hear your thoughts on the word balance, whether or not sustainable balance resonates with you. So let me know. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you next week.